It's Hank FM, and it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Yeah. Hey, we would stop the segment if they'd stop doing it, but they won't. So we continue with why we can't have nice things. And we go to Houston. Yeah, residents there were complaining of a milky, oily substance that was floating down one of the side rivers in Houston. Yeah. So that whole don't mess with Texas thing certainly applies to this. Past several months, and investigators have been at it. It started back in April, and they finally surmised exactly what's going on. With the, initially, this is how it was described. The milky, oily, smells like coconut substance that resembles suntan lotion.
Okay.
Well, guess what? Right up that river, a company called Immaculate Lab makes different beauty products in the Houston area, and it looks like in April a batch of their hemp after sun lotion didn't come out so great. Had an irregular smell to it, and now they've shared it with the world, at least greater Houston, and dumped it directly, hundreds of gallons of lotion, into the White Oak Bayou.
Can you do that? Is that
no,
legal?
That okay, is incredibly illegal.
Rude.
I know. Please only leave it to professionals.
Dum, 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 dum.
Those Canadians do not play when it comes to recreational vehicles. Just ask Casper Lincoln, who was minding his own business in Prince George and driving down the street to get a Slurpee when a police officer showed up to arrest him. Turns out the vehicle actually wasn't his. And it was really, you know, stylish. It was Barbie pink. And one of those mini ones that the kiddos drive around. He plans to dispute any legal action.
So it was like a Power Wheels?
Yes. But he needed a Slurpee.
And he picked a Barbie one? I mean, if you're going to steal one, at least go for like a Knight Rider, a Dukes of Hazzard.
John Deere, yeah.
Okay.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, speaking of weird rides, let's go to Poland. I hear it's lovely this time of year. Poznan, Poland police recently arrested a man who was driving drunk, swerving, causing chaos, and then flattening other cars as he had stolen a road roller, a paver.
Oh, those big old...
Yes.
Yeah, like...
Poland police got out of their vehicles and raced up to the very slow-moving vehicle to rip him off the joyride. He was 21 years old, but of course in Poland you can drink it like 11.
Dum, 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 dum.
Not a big deal.
Some folks have wedding on the brain, and two Cleveland Browns fans are no exception. Now, don't get any ideas about this, KB.
All right.
They got married right in the Muni parking lot near the Huntington Bank Field on Sunday with friends and family nearby.
That's beautiful.
Charles Bevel Jr. and Desiree Wheeler. They wore orange and white to support their team for the occasion. They actually met at a tailgate party. And we're given 50-yard line tickets by the team as a gift.
Yeah,
unfortunately, the the Browns didn't do too well. Well, they lost.
They're the Browns.
Yeah. But yeah.
Who have shown in themselves a commitment to mediocrity. And they've stayed committed to that.
A-plus.
Appreciate that. Speaking of the National Football League, you may have seen the Buffalo Bills fan that slapped Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson during Sunday's game. So Lamar Jackson runs into the end zone. Of course, you're not too far from the seats, and he runs nearby. And all of a sudden, anyway, this fan just comes out and whacks the top of his helmet.
That's not nice.
Also hit another. He also hit DeAndre Hopkins of the Ravens. He's been banned, not just from there. He's been banned from every NFL stadium. And he got a brief shove back from Lamar Jackson, but it wasn't much. Yet yesterday, when he appeared on local TV, he's wearing a neck brace.
Oh,
like the marshmallow kind.
Loud.
I know.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's like it's professional wrestling, dude. Come on.
So some guys think they're getting free housework when they put a ring on it.
What?
Well, think again there, bucko.
Okay.
A woman named Jess Wright.
It's an indictment.
Has instituted a new policy and has been charging her husband, DJ, for not doing his chores. You leave the toothpaste out, it's $5. Dishes in the sink, it's going to cost you 10. And this is the worst. I don't know if you remember when your kiddos were little, not putting the car seats back in the vehicle where they belong. That'll be a whopping $30.
Well, the good news is I'm not that kind of DJ.
Ken Buckner.
Ficky, ficky. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. And then finally, the Washington State Patrol was on the hunt for a suspect. U.S. Highway 101, they responded to a crash. They say the driver of the car ran, forcing them to use other ways to track him, so canine units and helped up a drone. This Washington State, it's not easy to find people there.
Boy.
They have foliage.
Yeah.
And they also have evidently weird placed appliances, as the suspect was found inside of an abandoned unplugged refrigerator.
Oh, no.
While
Don't
on the
do
run.
That.
No.
No. No.
Although it did finally bring full circle to the culmination of the old prank call. Hey, is your refrigerator running? This one was.
Dum, 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 dum.